We've got the amazing Station 47 here. I'm going to bring up all the mics and the whole studio will blow. Are you ready? Oh!
Hello!
Oh, hello! Oh, we're still on. I'm looking still for the power grid. We're supposed to turn all the power off between 6 and 7 to save power. I think that's the way to go. Is that the way to go?
I think so.
Looks like it's working.
Save the environment.
Save the environment. Save the fish. Thank you. Yeah, always. Save all those things. Just save them. What are you going to do with them once you've saved them?
Who knows?
Save them for later.
Yeah. Admire them. Yeah.
Is that like for the midnight hour?
Hell yeah.
We've got Hugo, Charlie and John. Not necessarily in that order. But all from Station 47. Now, that does obviously instantly say to me that we are missing Toby. What happened to Toby?
Oh, he's on the late shift.
Is
poor
he?
Toby. Life, making
what
money.
Late shift? Where's he making money? What's going on? Why aren't we in on this making money malarkey?
It's shocking, isn't it?
It is shocking.
We should all be on it.
Yes, we should.
Yeah, all
we
of should. Us.
Oh, dear.
No, poor
ridiculous.
Him.
Charlie, I'm going to look for you, because Station 47 is definitely a game of two halves, isn't it, really?
Yes.
Would you say that?
Yeah, it is.
Fair to say, so we've got BC and AC.
Yeah, BC and AC.
BC and AC before COVID, of course, and actually COVID. No, after. Yeah. After COVID.
And actually COVID.
Did anyone actually get COVID?
Yes.
Oh, twice, yeah.
Twice? Yeah, so yes. Greedy. Spread it around, folks. You know, let other people.
I tried.
That's not all for you. Come on.
Share it.
Yeah, exactly. COVID in a bottle. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? So what happened, Charlie? Talk me through. What's the deal with Station 47?
We are.
Yes.
A band.
Thank you.
Yes, there we go.
That much is so good.
Isn't it just?
Isn't he good?
So we started from
college. Have you thought about getting a PR? Oh, wait, yes.
Yeah, we started from college.
Yep.
We went through a couple of members.
Yeah.
Did. Ended up with Hugo.
Yeah. Are they still with us?
Oh, my God.
They're still with us. They weren't killed off.
Okay, they weren't pushed out of a moving car.
Exactly.
Okay, no, I just want to find that out.
I think they're all good. And then we gained Hugo.
Yes, lovely Hugo.
That was BC before
yes,
COVID.
Yes, okay, yeah. Just.
And then we gained John.
John.
That was mid-COVID.
MC, like it.
MC Hammer.
Yeah.
And then we gained Toby, and that was AC.
Well, that all sounds very cosy. And, you know, what's the trajectory of Station 47? Because you guys gave me tracks. It wasn't that long ago, was it?
No, not long at all. What was it? 25th of November they were released.
Is that the first time I got Station 47 in my ear?
I believe it was, yeah.
Wow.
There was a couple before that, but you wouldn't have heard those.
No, you don't know where I've been.
Well, you may have done, you never know.
I never know.
Yeah. That is the first main one, though.
Okay.
Debut.
And then we released that EP.
That's right.
In Hugo?
November.
Yeah. Well done. 25th, I think you'll find.
25th,
What
he's
do I know?
He's the date guy.
And the EP was called Moving Back Home, right?
That's the one,
yeah. Of which there was a track, of course. That name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going great guns. We do love you, obviously. We played more than just one on the show. Do you want to play something live? Because that would be awesome. I actually told folks you were coming in, you know, lazy. I just said, they can't be arsed. They're just going to sit here and listen. Drink cocktails from the green room. And, you know, but no. You brought yourself. Now, okay, this is going to mess with people, but Hugo, normally on drums, is holding a guitar. John, on guitar, isn't holding a guitar. Charlie, John, normally on bassoon, is holding a guitar. So what's going on? I don't need to know. Toby on bass, not here, of course.
Toby not here. Irrelevant.
Which means no. Oh, no, of course. So, okay, fair enough. So what are you going to play live?
We are going to play
a
little song called Pinch Me.
Well, would you just do that?
Yes,
it
of course.
So
I
good
would.
In rows.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. On turning, the cloud keeps from falling in the summer sky, and I'm losing all sense of time. Can you hear me coming back from the city, becoming a permanent scar on which I lay at your glitzy green to smell the sea? keep you. I know the pain you're going through. To run away, can't stand another day or two. Well, I'm falling in and out of love with this place. Evening, pinch me, am I dreaming or is this the life I've been waiting for? Are you calling 4 o'clock in the morning? My bed's my throne, on which I lay like John and Yoko. Oh, damn day. Well, I'm trying so hard to keep ya. I know the pain you're going through. Well, I'm trying to run away. Can't stand another day or two.
As if by magic.
Just utterly, utterly, utterly gorgeous. Thank you so much. Unbelievably much. That was called Pinch Me. Do you think we should just crack into that album track? Because I just think it would go so beautifully with that one. I know, but they're here. I'm actually with them. They're in this blinking studio. The people that made that sound. Moving back home, of course, from the amazing people who call themselves Station 47. Pray tell, why?
Because Charlie, back in the day...
Yes.
BC.
Yes.
Before COVID.
BB. Got it.
You stood in the centre of Chichester, where we've now moved back to from Brighton.
Yes, thank you for that.
And spotted a nice bus that drove past. And it was a 47.
47 bus.
Yeah, do you regret that?
Yeah.
Station 47.
And it said on it, was it okay, here's a wild stab. Was that bus going to the station?
Probably not, to be fair.
Oh, I don't know.
At some point it will have been.
I think the one behind it was. Yes. Maybe that's what it was.
No, fair enough. So we haven't really got to the bottom of... Sorry, why? I'm just kicking everyone. Just kicking the pants off these people. Oh, we haven't quite got to the nub of the fact that Hugo, who's normally on the drums, is playing a guitar, you know, and John, who's normally on guitar, playing that amazing guitar in that... isn't even on guitar. What happened?
Shameful.
I know. I've been usurped. My position is gone and it's been taken up by Hugo.
Are you thinking that now?
I think I just made one too many comments.
He's pushed his luck.
Yeah. It's the comments that get us every time. Did you find sensitive these days?
Yes, overly sensitive.
Overly
reactive.
And overly reactive. Thank you. Yeah, harsh, but get it out. This is a session for you guys. Say whatever you want to say on air that you can't say in the recording studio. The lovely Kenny Murray listening, he says, very lovely, Pete. Sounds very Ray Davis. Yeah, I know.
Love it.
It does. It does. Anna, who normally is in Hove, now in the New Forest with ponies, apparently, she says it's sounding fab. We'll take fab. And we'll take very lovely. We'll take all of it, actually. Yeah, take it 100%. And run through the valley. So that's the reason why Station 47 are called Station 47. We know why Toby's not with us. I think we know. Do we know why John's not playing guitar? Not really. and we know that Hugo, the drummer, has got way above his station. He's got above his Station 47.
He's Station 48, that's what it is.
Okay, here's the question. Who does most of the writing?
Me.
Then now me to people who don't know. We're on air, of course. That is Charlie.
Yeah.
We're all pointing at Charlie. And Charlie's pretty well on the vocal as well, aren't you?
Yes.
And that's a fine vocal you got
there. Oh, thank you very much.
Someone just mentioned there Ray Davis. Probably means nothing to anybody. Would you cite anyone as influences on you, your songwriting, the band, the sound?
For me personally,
yes,
the Beatles.
Personal. The Beatles? I've heard of them.
I'm a big Beatles fan. They're a bit small band from Liverpool.
How does that work? Because you know what? I mean, that is ridiculous that you are. I mean, tell me the year you were born.
1998.
Very well done. Well done. 98. It is phenomenal that the Beatles are still so influential.
Yeah, of course.
But there's nothing finer. I mean,
no, of course not.
Isn't it awesome? I do love it that there's just every single generation will adore the Beatles and get such juice from them as well.
Absolute timeless.
They are timeless.
Yes, they
aren't
are
they?
Indeed.
I saw an amazing documentary of them on them only last week about the Beatles playing live. If you see, I think it was on Sky Arts or something.
Right.
But just again, all the stuff I hadn't even seen before. How do they keep finding it?
No idea.
That's what I want to know.
Out of nowhere.
They do, don't they?
Just absolutely sublime. Anyone else other than the Beatles?
Ooh, Hugo, what about yours?
You could follow that up with Oasis, to be fair.
Charlie,
I think.
It's still me, Oasis.
But as we know, if you've seen the movie yesterday, without the Beatles,
there would be no Oasis. Yes. You're right, yeah.
It would not be a thing.
No, there wouldn't even be No Way Sis, which I think is one of the finest tribute band names of all time.
No Oasis, that's
No
cool.
Way Sis, I love it.
Hey.
And if you were to do a cover, we're not going to ask you to do a cover, but if you were to do a cover, do you ever slip a cover into your set?
We
actually slip in cigarettes and alcohols.
No Oasis,
alcohol by Oasis.
Yeah,
that's always actually people love that one.
It's a goodie. It's a finey. Yeah. So no Beatles in that.
No
catalog.
Beatles. We don't want to ruin the Beatles.
Wait a minute. Is that a thing? I don't know.
We don't want to ruin them.
What about new material? When's any new stuff coming out?
We are working on it currently, to be fair. There's a couple of songs in the works, just need to book in time to record.
Yes. Well, are you quite disciplined in terms of, do you meet up once a week? Do you try and get everyone together?
Try to be as much as possible.
Yeah.
Difficult when we are, I mean, John's Brighton, we're Chichester and Toby's Portsmouth, so we are spread out over the South Coast.
Is there a sort of football team that anyone supports in amongst these four?
To be quite honest, no. To well, be quite honest, you, far from it.
You're only disappointing the producers. I can see them now.
Too busy.
Guys,
too
busy. I didn't book them.
Yeah. Heads on okay, desks. Yeah.
They take that sort of thing very personally. They do. I don't know why. Like I said, they shouldn't be on the music show. Looks like they're watching the hurling now. What's going on in there? Have you been through the producers? Did you come through from the green room when you arrived?
Yeah, of course.
Hospitality okay when you arrived?
Was it
okay? You got up to the 17th floor, okay?
Bit of a trek, but...
And were there any local celebs in there? Because there normally are.
We saw Ed in there, I think. Ed Sheeran.
He pops in now. We got normally Mark Johnson from the stations in there. You normally get Nick Williams hanging out. You get Paul Diallo. He's always in there.
All the big ones.
I think it's the free food.
It's got to be. There was an abundance of sandwiches.
I know.
Absolutely stuffed.
I can only apologise for the free food. I don't pay. I don't know where the money comes from. That's the thing. It really is. And as for you guys working around all these technicians, can I just say well done for that, because they can be a bit off-putting. Especially
thanks to them.
Well, I just wish they'd pull their trousers up a bit, because it's as always a little off-putting to see what they've got down there.
A shirt would not go amiss.
No, a shirt would have been nice in this weather, wouldn't it? The size of those nipples. Ridiculous. But it's the keys. It's the jangling keys on the belt. That always gets me. But anyway, I digress. Station 47 here doing their thing so well. Do you want to play another live track?
We've got one more for you.
More of an upbeat one.
Well, let's go out on this because it could only get messy from here. And I feel I haven't let you down so far.
That can
all change. So just to sort of stop that happening, let's say adios, my gorgeous people.
Adios.
Thank you so much, Hugo, Charlie, and John, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And let us know what you're going to play.
We are going to play Curtain Call.
Oh my. Mm-hmm.
And it goes a little bit like this.
No, seriously?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking cigarettes in the cold aisle alone. I look up to the sky and I wonder why. Just listen to me, ask her why, but why am I missing these moments? The smell of perfume fills the sky, hits the nose of a man walking by. They fall in love with a fatal kiss. Just goes to show there's nothing to miss. But why am I missing these moments? Just start pretending. I wish my life was never ended. And now the curtain calls. Feel like I don't know you anymore. Been this way since I don't know when. Nothing to do or even say, so that's why she had to go away. But why am I missing? And now the curtain calls. on. Nothing to do, but I'm still tired. You threw my heart into the fire.
Thank you very much. Oh, have a good night.
Good grief. Are you absolutely kidding? You stole that. Next time, let's do it live. You know, we'll record it next time. That was brilliant. We'll do it. What?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Station 47.
Woo!